I'm Farai Chidea.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Joining us now is David Barna, who's the Chief of Public Affairs for the National Park Service. David, good morning.
Good morning from Washington.
Good morning from Washington. I mean, you managed to get out to the parks, right? They don't have you stuck behind a desk in D.C.
Right. Well, after 34 years, I've been around, I guess you'd say.
All right. Well, that's good, because it seemed yesterday when the president was talking about 600,000 jobs that he wants to save or create over the next 100 days with the stimulus dollars, he was talking in large part about the kinds of jobs that you have this summer. Did you get that message?
Absolutely, we got that message, and we're working as quickly as we can to allocate the recovery dollars that have been given to the National Park Service.
Here's one of the principles the president outlined when he spoke yesterday on Capitol Hill.
At a time when everybody's tightening their belts, the last thing the American people want to see is that any of this money is being wasted.
Well, David Barna, certainly people in the United States value their national parks as part of the national treasure here in the United States. But what sorts of jobs is stimulus money going to fund?
Okay, the Park Service has received $750 million in stimulus money, and we're going to spend that in three broad areas. One, category is restoring our national treasures, trying to improve these treasures and create lasting value for the American public. Also, projects that engage youth, our next generation of land managers, let's say. And also, we're putting together a large package to promote energy efficiency at facilities in parks so that the public can learn about the value of energy efficiency and environmental sustainability and adopt these best practices at home.
All right, let me get down in the details here. It sounds a little press release either way you're talking there. First of all, the repairs, is that going to actually mean the hiring of new contractors?
Yes, probably close to half of this money will be road and trail repair, and these will be asphalt plants. And we are not hiring federal employees or government employees with this money. This is all going under contract. A lot of it is for roads. We have specific projects replacing the Visitor Center Dinosaur National Monument that's been closed for three years. Photovoltaic systems at dozens of parks across the country. Scenic overlooks at Shenandoah National Park that are sliding over the hill.
David, let me just stop you on the photovoltaic thing. Now, is that something that the national parks really need? I mean, does Yosemite need some photovoltaics nearby there? What does that do for us here?
Well, a lot of these facilities and parks, especially large parks in the West, are in very isolated areas where we have not invested in running electric lines, for example, for power. So you get a lot of ranger stations and areas that the public visits that basically don't have electricity. And by using solar, we can bring electricity to a lot of these rural areas.
Right. Got it. And you're also talking about sort of creating displays and interpretive
right.
parts that interpretive actually panel. Emphasize the energy part. All right, here's the final question, and it's the tough one. $750 million, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
How many people do you think that's going to translate to?
Oh, gosh. I don't know the answer to that question.
Rough? How many jobs?
About 30,000.
30,000. All right, we will do the math and see, but there's a lot of stimulus money for the National Park Service, and I think people who visit the parks this summer are going to be grateful if they manage to see some of those repairs that you're talking about. David Barna, thanks so much.
You bet.
David Barna is the Chief of Public Affairs for the National Park Service, one of the places where stimulus money is going to be spent this summer to create or save 600,000 jobs, the goal of the Barack Obama administration.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.